Tuesday, Yud Ches, Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Ayin Ches, Rav Shmuel Brazil, Parshas Chayesara.
Think, what's the pshat in that thing? It works. And I started to be like the Rebbe always says all the time, the world is being built on chesed. Giving, 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 giving. Not to focus on yourself, but to give to others. Olam chesed yibana. A person who feels not in touch with himself is in a bad mood because he feels there's a chorban going on, a destruction. Like his building is falling apart. So, Olam chesed yibana, by doing acts of chesed, you make a binyan. It brings binyan, a physical binyan, putting away the sperm, and it also brings your own inner binyan. Act of chesed. Then, years later, I thought maybe another pshat, because usually when a person is down, he is chaos. There's chaos in his head. Everything is a mumble jumble. I'm disarray, I'm not in order. You know, I have so many things in. And I can't put things in order. So we put away svarim, not just pile them up on the table. We put away to each place, you are bringing yourself to Seder. Everything has a Seder. And you're acting out. Adam nifal, kafi, pulosa. The chinuch says a person is affected by the way he acts. So you're putting this Sefer belongs over here. This Sefer belongs over here. You're making a Seder. After a while of making that Seder, you feel like I'm shaykh to Seder. You get your head more mesudah now. Seder. Seder is a very positive element in a person's life. To have Seder, that means you're in control. If you can't find something, you don't know where it is, you're not in control of your situation. You're not in control of your room. You're not in control of your life. But if everything's mesudah, so that lends to greater control. Okay? Fine. Those are two pshatim that I thought over the years. But your Rebbe's time is you have to think about all the time. And every time it gets a deeper pshat. Or a different pshat. Rebbe used to tell us that, you know, the real chassidim in the old days, the earlier Rebbe's used to travel 4 or 5 months to go to the Rebbe. They were there for one Shabbos, then they had 4 or 5 months they were back from the Rebbe. The traveling took a while, so they went to the Rebbe once a year. So he says, so what did they do the whole year without the Rebbe? They always have Svarim. Marinayim, Noimeli Melech, they didn't have those things. So what did they do? They chazed the Torah of the Rebbe together. And every Shabbat they would get together, the Torah that they heard together, they would chazer it, and they would be moistiv, new pshatim in what the Rebbe said. They said, oh, towards this the Rebbe said, oh, now this makes sense. Oh, they worked in the Rebbe's Torah. It's moilid. The Torah should be moilid. Okay, we spoke about that once. So I want to say a new pshat that I thought of a few minutes ago on this Torah. Why is it that I should go ahead and, if I'm in a bad mood, clean up the svarim or clean up your room? Clean up your room. Change the furniture around a little bit. Different environment. Be surprised. A little thing here, a little thing change over here. You start feeling like a new person. But the main thing is clean up from the disarray. Everything's mumble jumble. It's not clean. The stuff on the floor, the stuff there. Be masada your room. Make it a project. Take a half hour, whatever it is. You'll be a new person. You walk away with his chachas. Okay? I'm going to say something over Rabbi Yosef Engel. He was a bottle. He had hundreds of svarim that were destroyed by the war. Rafutna went to see him. The story that I heard about Rabbi Yosef Engel, we have a few svarim here. Asim D'Oraisa, Gilyoni Ashastim, two Bible things. He wanted to see who he was. The one time he went to, I don't know if it was in Varsha, or he went to visit a place where he was supposedly staying, and he was staying by someone's house, and he was in Varsha. Anyway, Warsaw, And he was, this is when he was a buffer. And he said he can't come in. So he climbed up to the window. He climbed up to the window and wanted to see him. And it was a gadol. He wanted to see the gadol. He just let a gadol be here, came to visit. And he had to see him. He climbed up the window and he saw him. And he saw they were sleeping. But in his sleep, he was going like this. No, he wasn't writing checks. He was writing Chiddushi dirt in his sleep. That's where I'm putting this over. Anyway, I want to tell you over, they have a Likud, they printed out a Likud from all his Torahs and all his Sfarim that we have, that remain, and they put it on the Parsha, with a Perush on the bottom, so you can understand it. A lot of it's Lamdus, a lot of it's Kapalah. He knew everything. So, he wants to explain a Medrash. It says, Avram Zokeng Bo Bayomim. Avram became a Zokeng. What's a Zokeng? Boat. Alright? And, I'll say, Avram Zokeng Bo Bayomim, the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, Ani Umnasi Gimilis Chasodim, my craftsmanship, I'm an Uman. No, I'm sorry I said that. My craftsmanship is Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim. Tafasta umnasi va levosh levushim. He says, what my craftsmanship is chesed, Gemilas Chasadim. You took my craftsmanship, you did chesed. Avram is the oilam. Chesed, the pillar of Chesed, and so therefore, Levosh Levushi. Now you could wear my Levush, and Hashem is called Atik Yomim. Atik Yomim means old. Hashem is called the Zokim. Whatever that means in Kabbalistic terms. But that this is what the Medrash brings in Chazal. He says, you did chasodim, I do chasodim. So if you follow me, you could wear my levush. I'm called Atik. The word antique, Atik. Okay. Therefore, Avram Zor came from Bayom. So he came old. He lived 175 years. Pretty old in those days. So it comes out that he had longer life because of Gemilas Chasodim. That's what the Chazal are telling us. Longer life because he did Gemilas Chasodim. But we could use different levels of psychology, emotional, you know. When you give and give to other people, you have a much more happier life. If you're happier, you're more healthier. Happy people usually are more healthier than people who are always worried, a digus, and they're not happy, right? So we could say that's a pshat. I'm not saying that's a pshat, but you could say Gemilas Chasodim causes longer life. But there's no other cheshbonos with Hashem. Here you see, you do Gemilas Chasodim, I do Gemilas Chasodim. Hashem says, you copy me. Guess what? You're going to have a long life like me. Hashem is eternal. Okay? We could say pshat in here. I want to tell you what Rabbi Yosef Engel teaches up here. My ridiculous pshat. It says the following. What's the midah keneged midah? That because you do chasadim, you live long. That's what the pasuk says. You do chasadim, live long. So he says the following. Gemilas chasadim means you try to unite. I can live a selfish life. Only think about me. So who's left? Me. That's it. It's only about me. I worry about what kind of food that I get. I don't care about the next guy. I got to do something. I got to do it. I have a witness with me. We were sitting outside just before. A guy was fixing a roof. So you had to put a ladder down in the middle of the walkway over here. You know what I mean? Slippery, the ladder. So he took out this gigantic drill, drilled two holes in the middle of the walkway, put two metal spikes in there, and then he leaned his ladder against it. Then he started drilling on the wall, making holes, the whole part of the ladder too in the middle. I said, what is this? He's drilling holes in public property and a private property because there's someone else on the wall. That's the first one he thinks about me. I got to get a job done. The only way I shouldn't fall off the ladder is destroy someone else's property, even if it's public property. No thinking, no nothing. Happened today. He didn't go to see Ventura. What can I tell you? He would have had a smooth do a thing like that. Crazy. And no, he wasn't the Bala boss. And if he was the Bala boss, he would have been making holes. Holes like this. Because I got to do something. Okay, let's not fight you, Jim. He filled up the holes afterwards. Still, you think you're allowed to do that? If you fill it up? I'm an us king. Chmilas Hazara means to unite. You don't think about yourself. You think about other people. Other people want to eat. I'm the only guy who's here to eat. Other people want to have a clean place. I'm not the only guy. I help other people. I pick up something from the floor. Yeah. That's called ichud. You're uniting different fragments, different objects, different people, and it becomes part of your life as one. That's why it says echod hayu Avram. The pasuk says echod hayu Avram was echod. That's what the Navi says. He was echod. Cheskel, Perek Lamed Gimel. Echod hayu Avram. What does it mean, echod hayu Avram? He was the koyach ha-ma'ached. Not that he was one of a kind. He united everybody together through his Gemilas HaSodom. Opens up a tent, four doors. You know what I mean? It's enough I give you one door. You hungry? Come around to the other side. I got to have four doors. Make holes, there'll be a draft coming into my tent, too much heat. He can care about himself. He cared about everybody else. That's what I mean. You have the courage to unite. Listen to the Gesed. What is death? A fact. A person has four elements in this body. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofer. Those are called the four Yesoides. They're the Sherish of the Midas. Eish is Kas. Ofer is laziness. No safer. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofer. Different combinations. Make different things. When there's shalom between these elements, harmony, when they're together, not one is misgather on the other, then that's chayim. Death, misa is when one is misgather on the other, one takes over. Whether it's taiva, you have too much taiva, that can kill you. People who are driven by their taivas do crazy things sometimes. The taiva just says more and more and more, and then that's it. Too much taiva could kill you. In order to live long, you gotta have achdus between these four elements: eish, ruach, mayim, and ofer. Death happens when one is misgaber on the other. There's an equilibrium. It's not balanced. There's no symmetry there. You're drawn to one more than the other. That non-balance causes misa. That's what this farm said. Only when there are memuzogim, Moizgim Mesakosh. You know what Moizgim Mesakosh means? It really doesn't mean to pour. You're not good, you have all those things. Moizgim Mesakosh chain. It doesn't mean to pour. What's Mesigah Sakosh? Dilution. Mizu. A zivug. You know what a zivug is? What's a zivug? A match. No, not that type of match, but a match. husband and wife, you get a shidduch. It's called a zivug. Mizug means to mix together, a synthesis. Why you the boss of echad? By Adam, Adam, okay, niyazal mishishista. A zivug, a synthesis, an achdus. Dilute the wine together with wine. It's a zivug. All the mizug. The mizug of all the of four elements that work together, united, that's when you have long life. In a physical sense. Hashem can do whatever he wants. But physically, when they're not together, they're not in sync with each other, and everyone's doing their own thing and not working together as a team. No team player here. Everyone wants to do their own thing. They slap you here, slap you here. The Taiva says this, the Ka says this. You're not in control. They're in control of you, and it's not in the right proportions. That causes death. That causes death. So he says, Avraham Avinu worked on Gemilus Chasadim, which is the act of uniting all the Bria together, all the people. He worked on working on Achdus. He wasn't selfish. Achdus. Here, I'll share. I'll share my food. I'll share my knowledge. I'll share my Hashem with you. He's wanting to share everything with everybody. Mida Keneged Mida was that if you unite different people to your being, I will unite your Dalet Yesoides together too, that they should work as a team as well. Echad Avraham, if you work to unite different forces, look at what the guy looks like. Is it Tzal Malakim? I'll be Makar Avraham. I'll bring him close to Hashem. I don't push him with this guy because I don't like his yarmulke, I don't like his beard, his pears are hanging out to the... He's a yid. No nafka made it to me. I'm a carve him, give him my money tzedakah, I'll give him my food, I'll learn with him, I'll be mechazik him. If you unite other people for your gemilas chasadim, Hashem says, then you know what? I'm going to unite the four yesoides, the Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofer, and keep it balanced, and keep a symmetry in you, and that's going to give you Arichas Yomim. Avram Zokain, Bo Bayom, why did he become a Zokain? How come he lived so long? Gemilas chasadim. If you could feel for other people, not just feel and walk away and do something about it. We're making a Shabbaton, and you're not the type of guy who just sits on the side and let everyone else do work. You're part of that united force. You're a team player. Then Hashem will give you a symmetry. You'll feel whole. You'll feel like one. Or they say in the vernacular, you feel put together. It's a very important thing. The guy dresses real snazzy and all this. He thinks he wears these fancy clothes. They say, oh, he's really put together. He's not putting nothing together. The guy in the store wants to make commission. He put everything together for this guy. But the guy himself is not put together. He's not put together. He could be so fragmented that he feels like a louse, and that's why he has to get a whole makeover, because he has no intrinsic value and worth in himself. He thinks the outside costume, Halloween costume, is going to make him feel better. Put together means inside you're put together. Every part of you, all the four elements work together for a shlemus. But how do you get there? It's not easy to everything should work together. You have all these meters that are coming from Eish and Ruach and Mayim and Ofer. Hashem says, if you do Gemilas Chasadim and you worry about Yenim, you know what Yenim in Yiddish means? What's Yenim? Yenim means Yenim. What's Yenim mean? The other person. The other person. It's called a Yenim. You heard of the Yenimites? This is called Yenimites. Yenamite is someone who thinks about other people, not about himself. He's a Yenamite. When you think about other people, Gemilas Chasodim, you're going to feel put together, because Hashem's going to put you together. And you're going to see everything is function, and everything's Mesuder, everything's working, it's working for you. Ah! Life! You're going to feel life! Because every time that they separate and one takes over, that's a partial Misa. It means there's a checks and balances here. If you have too much taiva, then the Atzlus will come and say, oh no, I'm going to let you go. Now you're lazy. Pulls your back from running to that taiva. They work together. But what if the taiva is too much? It overpowers everybody. The Atzlus has no say. The Ruach has no say. The Eish has no say. Gaiva, then I want to be a Ben Taira. No, taiva says I'm in charge. So you're fragmented. You don't feel wholesome. You don't feel put together. Not a good feeling. So you think you'll take drugs, drinks, all the other types, maybe you'll feel put together? Band-aids don't put you together. They fall apart as fast as you put them together. Only the milus ha-sodim. Go clean up the base medrash. Clean up your room. Be mesadism. Do a chesed for some other yid. Help a man cross the street. Carry his packages. That's going to make the Ribbono Shel Olam say, oh, you're doing what I do. Gemilas Chasadim. I do Gemilas Chasadim every second, keeping the world going. I'm going to put together and unite you and make you into